Morning, D.S. Rachel Arthur said in greeting as she wandered over. Good to see you back, Kate. Those two reprobates aren't bothering you, are they? Nope. Good to see you too, she said, hugging Rachel and swapping some brief pleasantries. Turning to John, Rachel said, We've had a walk-in this morning. I wondered if you wanted to take it. What is it? It's a girl claiming her friend's gone missing. Her name's Lily Austin. Sure, I'll take it, he said, and took the file that Rachel handed him. John turned to Nathan. You're right dealing with the hostage case? Yeah, I'll be done with it before long. Great. Kate, are you feeling up to this? Ready and raring to go. John nodded and led the way to the interview rooms downstairs. There they found the girl, Lily, sitting in the room with another woman, who they'd been informed was a social worker who was acting as the girl's responsible adult. Good morning, John greeted them. Hello, I'm Evie Gill, the social worker said with a smile and offered her hand. DCI John Pilgrim and this is DS Kate O'Connell, he replied to the rotund woman, giving her hand a shake. Kate did the same.
Nice to meet you, Evie replied.
Lily, is it? He asked, checking the name on the file. She sniffed as she looked up through tear-filled eyes and then looked over at Evie.
It's okay, you can answer.
Oh, yes, she said, looking back at John. That's good, he replied and explained what was about to happen. Once the formalities had been addressed, John let Kate take the lead and got ready to take some notes. The girl, who was apparently 16, looked quite upset. Aware of how intimidating it could be to have a man like him question her, he thought it best to hang back at first. So, Lily, why are you here today? What brought you to us? Kate began.
I had nowhere else to go.
Right. What do you mean?
It's my friend, Olivia. She's gone missing, and I can't seem to contact her.
All right, and when do you think she went missing?
The night before last, she replied.
And how do you know this? Kate pressed. She might be at home with her family? Lily stifled a brief, incredulous smirk and then briefly sobbed once.
We've been living together for months now at a friend's house. She needed to get away, but she said she'd message, but didn't, and I can't seem to call her now either. The calls won't go through. That's not Olivia. She wouldn't do that.
Wait. Hold up, John said, leaning forward, unable to let that go. You're 16, right?
That's right, she replied.
And you don't live with your parents?
No. I've not lived with them for a while now.
Okay, John replied and flicked through the file. There wasn't much in here. Nothing about Lily or who she was. Just the report from the officers who'd brought her in early this morning and what she'd said. I didn't get along with them, but I was friendly with Olivia, who was friends with these guys who we ended up moving in with. She said it like it was no big deal, which he supposed it wasn't on the face of it. There was nothing against the law here, but something felt off. He had the distinct feeling that she was leaving out whole reams of information. These guys. Who are these guys? Shifting in her seat, Lily looked uncomfortable.
Just some friends of Olivia's. Jacob was her main friend, her boyfriend, I suppose. He invited us to live with them.
It was great for a while, but Olivia has fallen out with him and... Lily leaned forward and fought back the tears again. Just friends, were they? John asked.
Yeah.
And this is Jacob's house you've been living in?
No. It's not his house, but he lives there with Tyler and Zach and Yana and...
Right. John replied, a note of incredulity in his voice. The more Lily spoke, the crazier it all sounded. What on earth was going on?